My work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. I've killed Image, made Marvel suck my cock, and put a murdering rapist behind bars for life. And now, Todd Sheets has turned me loose on Jackalope Radio. So get ready, because we're about to find out if you can survive a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
You know, you wouldn't think that it would take five fucking takes to do the intro to this friggin' radio show, but it did, didn't it, Josh?
Oh, God. And you know what? Since you start off the show, I'm not to blame here.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Hey, guys, that voice is Josh Hadley. I am Hart Fisher. We are now starting off a new heart attack, and I'm kind of surprised. You know, we haven't missed a show yet. Things have been going really good with heart attack. The news keeps getting weirder and weirder. Josh has got a good one here. This one from Josh is apparently it's not a free country over in Texas anymore at all.
Surprised, Josh, for Texas? Come on.
Yeah, you're the man who broke this story to me, so why don't you fill in the audience a little bit on what we're talking about?
Okay, the Texas police are pulling over everybody in 30 different cities. They are pulling over people to look for drunk drivers, Hart. And they are forcing you to give a saliva sample and a blood sample. They're claiming it is all to, quote, save lives, prevent injuries, and reduce vehicle-related crashes due to drunk drivers. Basically, what they're saying is everyone on the road has to be tested because some of you might be drunk.
And, you know, that's a legal search and seizure right there. You don't get to just do this on any road you want all day, every day, and take saliva samples from everybody. That shit ain't legal.
But see, they're actually working their way around that. No, it's not legal. But what they're doing is they're saying you have the option to refuse to pull over for the tests. Now, if you refuse to pull over, then that implies to them you are doing something suspicious, that you're hiding something, so then you have therefore given them probable cause. So your refusal to go to their voluntary test actually makes things worse. They've trapped you.
That's not going to hold up in court, but it's going to fuck over a lot of poor people who can't afford a lawyer to insist upon their rights as American citizens.
Exactly. This is ridiculous. And this is all. They're cloaking this in we're preventing drunk driving. See, it's preventing drunk driving.
And they're searching your whole car? What's that got to do with you being drunk?
A saliva sample and a blood sample.
Why do you need a blood sample for a drunk driving test? What is that about? Because you know what, folks? You may not know the law, but it's very simple. If you are on Prozac, if you are on any kind of mental drug, any kind of prescription mental drug, you are legally driving while under the influence, and you can get a ticket or you can get a DUI, because they changed the law many years ago from driving while intoxicated. They changed it to make it easier to convict people. They changed it to driving under the influence of, and they've been knocking down like how much of it you can be drunk on and how much stuff you could be doing. And you know what, guys, is funny? The crash rates for people texting is actually getting to be higher than drunk drivers. That's right, guys. We're finding out that people are killing other people and hurting other people in their cars far more than drunk drivings with texting. But are they pulling people over to see if they're randomly texting?
Nope.
No. But the excuse is for the same problem, the same issue. So what's with this epidemic of needing to check all this, and why do you need blood and saliva samples?
It gets
really scary stuff.
It gets a little bit worse, though. They initially tried to hide this. When reporters from the local NBC affiliate in one of the Texas towns contacted the police department, they said they don't know anything about this. They don't know any officers that were involved in this. It was only when the reporter started digging deeper and deeper and deeper that they finally said, okay, yes, we're doing this.
Well, you know, what's interesting, too, is it seems from this article, and we're reading from an article on RT.com, and that's one of the places we go to get a lot of our information, and you guys should, too, because you got to stay informed. You got to be aware of your rights, because people will take advantage of your ignorance. This NBC affiliate that you're talking about, Josh, was able to determine that apparently a government contractor, so that means it's not even the police checking all this blood and saliva or even keeping it. It's the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation. They were hired to conduct the check. What does that mean?
They're happening in 30 cities. They're keeping your samples. There used to be a conspiracy theory when I was a kid, and maybe you heard it too, because even the Simpsons have made fun of it. If you've ever handled a penny that the government has your DNA on file, that's the only reason pennies still stay in circulation. They don't even need the subterfuge anymore.
I don't buy that penny thing, you know.
No, it was always a joke when I was a kid.
This is very real. When you've got armed men with guns and badges telling you, give me your blood, all right? Now I need your spit. And yeah, you're fucking volunteering. What the fuck is that? Is that legal? Well, apparently, according to civil liberties attorney Frank Colossi, it's not. He says you can't just be pulled over randomly for no reason. They're essentially lying to you when they say it's completely voluntary because they're testing you at that moment. It's not voluntary. You do not have to do this, okay? You don't. Nobody in America has to give their consent for this. They need to have real thing like I smell booze, you know, something real. They can't just be
you're
pulling every
way over the line or something.
You're weaving over the line. You know, your driving has shown me that you've got a problem because I don't know. Wasn't it just 2 weeks ago that we were talking about people being repeatedly sodomized, looking for drugs from 63-year-old men over a stop sign, failure to stop completely?
Yep.
Not even failure to stop, just failure to stop completely. What the fuck does that mean, failure to stop completely?
And then, of course, it turned out the two other people came forward, and then there are some rumors at this point, only rumors, that some of the news affiliates down there have been contacted by other people who have they been unable to verify yet.
And this is just months after the same state, Texas state troopers were caught on video conducting illegal vagina and cavity searches on female drivers at the side of the road. Guess what that means, guys? What that means is fucking raping women with their fingers, searching their pussies and their asses. Let's put it the way it is. I love how they use these nice technical clean terms. Conducting vaginal and cavity searches. That means they're jamming their fingers and whatever they felt like up their pussies and their asses of these poor female drivers at the side of the road. The videos have gone viral. You could find them online. Attorneys for the women have filed federal lawsuits against these troopers. This shit is off the hook, guys. So when you encounter this, the one thing I would tell you all is be calm. Stay calm. Know your rights. Popping off and yelling and screaming at these guys, it's not going to help your case. The more calm you can stay, the more facts you can gather, the better you're going to help yourself. This is some really fucked up shit, Josh. This is just, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
And then it also brings up the fact that they thought this through enough to at least include the illusion of it being voluntary. That means they knew what they were doing was illegal. They knew what they were doing was invasive. And they said, well, we'll give the people the shadow option of this being voluntary. And then if they refuse to do it voluntarily, then they're probably hiding something. And you know what? A lot of these people said they just gave them the blood, the saliva, and took the breathalyzer because it was easier. They just gave in. They said, fine, whatever, I'm in a hurry.
That is some fucked up shit, man. I mean, think about what we're talking about here. These guys are taking blood and saliva illegally. They're lying about it. They're using a private corporation to do this. You know, it's not like it's going into a special government corporation. This is a private corporation. We don't even know who has access to this blood and saliva in these private corporations, because we've been finding out that the hiring practices of a lot of these contractors is pretty shitty. They hire child molesters. They hire people with criminal records. they don't really check this like you think they do, guys. This whole thing is a weird money power grab, and we're the victims. And it's because, I'll say it again, we're fucking ignoring our government. We need to get involved in our government. It's pretty important, and we need to stand up for our rights. You can't just go, oh, this is easier. Because next thing you know, they're fucking searching your asshole and your vagina. I mean, that really bothers me. It really bothers me, the idea that a police officer, because this we're talking about, I want you guys to put yourselves in this position. I want you to think about this. This could be your daughter out there. This could be your brother out there. This could be your mom out there who gets pulled over, and the next thing you know, she's fucking bent over on the side of the road while somebody's jamming things into her ass because they suspect she might have drugs. What the fuck is going on? I'm sorry, but it's my understanding that more people have died from prescription drug use than from illegal drug use. So why are people's asses and vaginas being plundered on the side of the road under suspicion? This is really, truly sickening to me, Josh.
It is. And then did you hear about the two Detroit cops that were making black men act like apes for their amusement?
Oh my God, no, I didn't.
It was caught on their dash cams, so the video was also out there, but they were taking like vagrants or poorer people, and these two white cops were making them, you know, get in front of the car and go like, or they wouldn't let them leave, and the cops were laughing their asses off. Everyone they did this to was a black guy.
Oh my God.
This was in Detroit. It's like, how do people like this? Part of the reason, Hart, is the police union is so powerful that, do you know actually how hard it is to get a cop fired nowadays?
Obviously, because they're killing us and raping us and spying on us, and they're fucking shooting old men who have Coke cans in their hand. They're shooting people who are unarmed sitting in their driveway. I mean, these are real things, guys. We're not talking about bullshit theories here, guys. These are things that happen to real people.
It gets worse. Did you hear about the minivan full of kids that was shot at?
Yeah, I saw the video footage of that on TV.
The driver in that case was not innocent. She ran knowing she had multiple children in her back seat.
I really don't want to get into that because that driver was a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
And she kind of made – she could have just taken the ticket for whatever she was going to get it for. Just take the fucking ticket.
I've gotten a speeding ticket
in my life. They shouldn't have been shooting at the car, but I want to stick with this Texas thing. I want to stick with the things that are germane here, guys. You mentioned that, Josh. I like that you brought it up because, yeah, they're shooting at a van full of kids. There's kids in there, and they're shooting at the back of it. So you're going to have to shoot through the kids to get at the driver, which is really insane. We have got to get a grip on what's happening with our police force here. If we are supposedly at one of the lowest crime rates in our 30-year history, the last 30 years of America, if that's really true, then why are they searching people's buttholes and vaginas on the side of the road looking for imaginary drugs? I mean, if these rates have truly gone down, if we truly have had a drop in violent crime, why are police officers getting more violent with us?
And I would like to add, this is endemic of America, Hart.
Yeah.
Because we police officers in this country shoot more people than any other industrialized nation by over 400 times. In Germany, the entire country of Germany, there were 40 police shootings in the entire country last year, and 20 of those were warning shots.
But here's a question about that, Josh. Quoting that from Germany, that's like what? What size state is that? What's the percentage there? Don't just give me, 40. Well, it's a smaller country, so of course they're going to have less fucking shootings.
But the point is, over there, even in Europe, the cops don't even carry guns on a regular basis. But in America, every time somebody gets looked at funny by a cop, they pull their weapon. They're way too quick to go, bitch, I got a gun on you. The cops in America are trigger happy.
I was pulled out of my car at gunpoint, Josh, by
I had a cop standing on my neck with the barrel of his gun. I felt it on the back of my skull when I was in high school, Hart. I've had a gun to the back of my head while a fat ass cop is standing on my neck, all because I didn't listen to his command. Fucking overkill.
You were a tiny little thing back then.
Yeah, I was still skinny back then.
Still skinny. You were a stick, dude.
Yeah, I was. I believe you made the joke current Josh ate earlier Josh.
That's correct. Current Josh did eat young Josh. It happened. And on that note, we're going to go to song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about more shit that's going to make your blood pressure go up. Don't go away.
Everything must change.
Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this cat named Bill. He didn't have a dollar. He was hard for material. Ivy League scholar. Had a PhD, had an MBA. But now he's waiting tables cause his rent to pay. Companies downsizing, inflation's rising. Can't find a job, he's feeling kinda stressed. Doesn't even feel the effects when he says. Forgot to count how many times he's been blessed. So he falls off track, starts smoking the crack. And once it hits his brain, starts to chain react. Tells the shirt off his back, shoes off his feet. He's losing all his teeth, now he's out in the street. And all of a sudden, he's like Jesse James, trying to stick up his for they watches and chains. But he's from business school, and he's nervous with the tools. So he ends up on his back in a bloody pool for the ends. Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this chick named Sally. She had a nice strut. And everywhere that I went, she was up in the cut. Swinging that butt like Glacier Ahead. Only rap the men's that rock the flock, yeah. Brand name wearing, champagne waving. Jewels around the neck, lifestyle she's craving. Ain't no saving, she's doing all the spending. If you do the lending, she'll do the bending. Straight machine bending, it's money to take. Shopping sprees, get her on her knees. And if you hit her with the keys of your crib, you acting funny. Come home one day, find her counting out your money. Wetlands all the way to the Apollo. If you're broke, she's spitting. If you're rich, she might swallow. But the ends. Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my. Lot of noise, making money on the block, and kids was on their job. They was tougher than leather, like Reverend Run. DMC, they was toting guns, holding weight, going out of state, stacking mad chips and pushing fat whips. Fly jewels and clothes, and got no job. And then one disappeared and one got robbed for the ends. Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. Ends. Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. That song you just heard was Everlast. It's called Ends from the Whitey Ford Sings the Blues album. And a little later on in the show, I'm going to play something from my friends in St. Madness. They recently won an award at the LA City Music Awards, and I'm very happy for them. And so we're going to play Metal to the Death and Beyond from their 20 Years of Blood, Guts, and Glory. It is Carney Metal. That's something we're going to play a little later on. But right now, let's talk about, guess what, guys? The UK Online, and I love that they all call it the porn filter, because it's not really about filtering porn. These guys in the UK, we're talking about a government. This is a government that went into a newspaper's offices with thugs, grabbed hard drives, computer hard drives, threw them in the ground, smashed them up, beat them up, and told them, you know, threaten the people. And this isn't like the fucking mob. This isn't like some fucking bad guy out of a Jason Statham film. These are fucking the government coming in and doing this because they want to censor people so bad. Well, guess what? They have a thing called a porn filter. We talked about it earlier on one of our earlier heart attacks. And now they're rushing it into service. They're rushing it into service as fast as they can get it going. And my question is, and the thing that I'm kind of confused about is, all right, the usual people that talk about this aren't freaking out. And I don't understand why, because you know what? In my opinion, England has fallen. This filter goes up. You're kind of fucked. You now have everything big mother's there. It's happened. It's done. The filter is going to be installed into your cell phones, all your smart devices. It will be all installed right in your machine. A filter that the government controls that decides what you get to see. And a lot of what they want to censor is material about alcoholism, material about terrorism, because they want you to buy whatever they're feeding you. That's why they have men at ABC, NBC, what have you. They have all these different people in the media machine. It's part of their spy apparatus so that they can control the conversation. They can control the information that you get. And when you control the information, you control the mind. You control the mind, you control everything.
And do you know what? Charlie and I discussed this last week on What the Fuck, and we both came up with a question neither of us could answer. Okay, so if the block is put into the devices themselves, say you're a businessman, you've got your British-issued iPhone, you come to America, will it still filter the American internet because the actual block is on your phone itself?
Yes, it will, Josh. That's the issue. That's what I've been trying to tell people. It doesn't matter if you get on your Tor. I was having a talk with a techie about the problems we've been having with our lines here, and we came to the conclusion that, you know, he feels that I might be correct, that it might be something to do with Time Warner, because all the issues we're having are through the pipeline. They're not from the software. They're not. It's through their internet pipeline, and that's where they control you. And here in America, we've already got the major players doing their six strikes plan, which is actually happening and going on, where they decide that you have downloaded something illegally six times, you're in trouble. You're fucking banned from the web for life. You'll never get another account. You're done. They really are looking to do this. They're really, the web is the next thing, guys. This is where we are all talking with each other. We all get to read, because they've done a great job of having one corporation come in, and you think you've got a lot of free choice, but you don't. There's a great George Carlin video online that you could watch where he really breaks it down in a smart way. He breaks it all down, the illusion of choice, and you have very few corporations owning all these media outlets. Why do you think they're trying to get rid of podcasting? Because they want to control the flow of the discussion. And with us doing what we're doing with online radio and being able to discuss things with each other openly and being able to post openly. Josh, when my wife's on her Facebook and she's IMing back and forth with her girlfriends in Japan, and this does not happen when she's typing in English, it tells her that she's improperly using the software and that she's going to get locked out of her account if she doesn't stop doing this.
Yeah,
and
all she's doing is talking. That happened live on one of these episodes while we were recording. Remember that?
And it only happens when she's doing it in Japanese. And I jokingly said, well, that's because whoever's spying on us, they can't read your Japanese fast enough and they want you to slow down.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, you don't have privacy on Facebook. Like Hart and I, the only time we ever interact on Facebook is when we're just goofing around. We don't do business on Facebook because
guys,
it's not secure.
And it's a real problem because Facebook is data mining, which means they're reading every one of your conversations. They are reading every one of your business discussions. So right now, they are a publicly traded corporation, and they are taking that information they have mined, and they are selling it to people. So how can you conduct business if other people have access to your business information, which is private? And it's actually, there's a lot of legality here. I had an issue with an employee. It's a really dark story, but during my wife's cancer, a gentleman used his insider status at my company and sabotaged my company. And he used primary, or what do you call it? Not priority. Proprietary information about our billing, our pricing, our client list. He took our client list and went after all our clients, right? It's disgusting. He did this while my wife was fighting cancer, and it was a really terrible thing, but it really illustrated to me how your business can be absolutely destroyed by one unscrupulous person with access to information, even something as simple as your client list. Who are my advertisers? Who's buying my T-shirts?
It gets worse than that. There was an article in Wired earlier this year. I don't remember exactly what issue. It was in the print version. This huge businessman who had his email hacked because some shitheads on Twitter wanted his Twitter handle. That's the only thing. So they strong-armed, they got into his email, and it destroyed his life. That he lost access to all of his business contacts, all of his phone contacts, when they went and changed his password, because, you know, when on any other website, they have to email you your password. So he didn't have access to any of that. He basically said they wiped him offline simply by hacking into his one email account. That's how vulnerable you are.
I know a gentleman right now who's on the run. He's on the run. The FBI's looking for him. He's an identity theft. He's been stealing things from people's mail. He has been stealing from other horror directors I know. He has been hurting a lot of people in the horror industry. And I have a friend who... Well, I know a lot of people who have been working to get this criminal off the streets. It's been like a year and a half, dude. He fled. He's on the run. And what they're doing is it just hasn't cost anybody enough money, so it's not a priority to go get this guy. And he used email accounts and real simple things to hack into people's accounts and steal all their information. And right now, you know, our corporations in America are trying to tell us, oh, you don't have privacy. But if you listen to the UN arguing about the spying, because there's a whole spying program, it's called the Five Eyes program. Now, I didn't make that up, guys. That is the name that the people who are doing it, you know, and the Five Eyes program is essentially, it's US, Britain, Australia, Canada, and I forget who the fifth eye is in this surveillance association. And they're right now in the UN, they're freaking out about this shit, and they're trying to draft some UN resolutions about it. And this Brazilian foreign minister, I thought he put it really well, and this is from The Guardian over in England, and he's Brazil's foreign affairs minister, and foreign affairs is kind of like business and dealing with negotiations. Luiz Figueiredo, I know I'm massacring his last name, but earlier in the week he was asked by The Guardian about attempts by the US and Britain to water down this new draft on spying legislation. He said he would not comment on specific countries, but, and this is a quote, but what I would like to say is that the privacy, the right to privacy, is a well-established right. It is a human right. It's a basic right in democracy. Essentially what he means, it's a basic channel on your cable. If you sign up, you get it. It's a basic right. And they're trying to tell us, we don't have a right to that anymore, and they're trying to say it's for our own good. But they haven't stopped one single terrorist attack with their spying. In fact, they're spying before 9/11. Bush was illegally doing all this, so their rationale for this is a lie. It's a total lie. Their rationale for pulling people over in Texas and taking their saliva and blood, it's a straight-up lie. So what we have here is we now, guys, we have a predatory government. We have a predatory government. Our government is preying upon us, its citizens. And that's unfortunate, but it's happening right in front of your eyes. Now, does that mean everybody in government is a bad guy or some kind of scumbag? No. These people in government, there's so many people, don't even know how they're being used. It's being done in inches. You've got seriously smart people behind the scenes that are using psychologists. They're using doctors. They're using think tanks where they take the smartest motherfuckers they can buy and put him in a room somewhere in some forest somewhere, and they get him thinking. You know what I'm saying? And all they do is they come up with plans to hit the agenda they want to hit. And it's very simply, it seems like they're crushing us down. It seems like they're trying to tell us we in America don't have any more rights. And we are the beacon to the rest of the free world, guys. And they're laughing at us. They're laughing at us. We are a joke. We've turned into bullies, thugs, and all this torturous way we've dealt with the terrorism war. You don't win a war by being more disgusting and filthy than your enemy. That's staring into the abyss and becoming what you're looking into. You know, when you walk with monsters, you become a monster. And you know what? I refuse to give up my freedoms so that I might possibly think I might possibly be safer when you're not. You're not. Because we're seeing that they're preying upon us with their corporations, with the drugs that they're giving us, all these things. And we can't trust these guys with this information. You can't trust anybody. Everybody around the world is freaking the fuck out over the spying. But you're not hearing it in America. Now, I know a lot of that is because Facebook steers their feeds, okay? They steer the feeds. I notice different political things no one looks at on my Facebook page, or according to Facebook, they're not. But then how do I even believe that? How do I even believe the likes are real? Because I know people that you can go to and you can buy likes. You can get cash money and just go buy likes. So therefore, the likes, how many likes you have on your page, well, it's not fucking real. Same with Twitter. How many followers you have, it's not real. I know hacker dudes that have tried to get me to do that. And I'm like, fuck that shit. I don't care about that shit. The people that are listening to me because they want to. Gaming the system is for the weak, guys. When you game the system, you cheat yourself. Telling everybody you can bench 350 pounds, but when it comes time to go use that strength and you show up and you can't lift 350 pounds, hey, telling that lie didn't really help you, did it? It just fucking cheated you. And now you're fucked. This is what's going on in this country. We're cheating ourselves. And these spying operations, they're crushing us into the ground. So if you've got the NSA in everybody's back pocket, why do you need a porn filter on the phones? If they're already listening to what everybody is saying, and they're already steering the conversation through Google, because Google doesn't give you the search. It has been difficult for me to try to dig up information about the implementation of the UK porn wall. My question is, why are they rushing it into action? What is so important that they need to silence, that they need to rush this into action? Are they afraid of an Arab Spring here in our own countries? Are they afraid that we're going to revolt or something? Because, you know, we're kind of fat and we're kind of, you know, well-fed, but things are getting leaner and hungrier. We're all getting hungry. You're pretty hungry, right, Josh?
I think we are being steered towards, I think in a weird way, they want an attempted revolt.
I think so too.
Because then that would give them every single excuse to crack down, and then they would be able to rightfully go, see, this is what we were trying to stop, when in reality, that's what they were gearing up for all along. They have been manipulating us, I believe, into playing into their hand, to the point where we don't have an option, Hart. If we don't stage a revolt, they just take away our rights piecemeal. If we do stage a revolt, martial law is declared, and they take away our rights as a whole. We don't really have a good option here.
I think we got a good option. You know, the jackboots never works. Where's Hitler? Fucking dead. Where's Stalin? Fucking dead. How long did Pol Pot's regime last? It's fucking dead. Now, a lot of people got hurt. Because let me tell you guys something about torture. All right, let me tell you guys something about some of what's happening with deviant behavior. Do you really think that those Texas state troopers that pulled those women over to the side of the road thought they were helping America by searching the vaginal and anal cavities of those women, Josh? Do you think that they were sitting there going, we're doing one for America here. I'm doing one for the good guys, as he's got his digits halfway up some poor woman's ass on the side of a road? Do you really think he was thinking that, Josh?
No, I think he was thinking in the example you gave. I think he was thinking, I get to feel up a woman with no repercussions. But I also don't buy the good little Nazi
theory of just following orders. It's not even, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not even just that, Josh. What I'm trying to get across to my listeners and to the rest of America and the people overseas that are listening to this, people who torture want to torture. And they look for a reason or a situation that will enable them to do what they want to do. These people are sick in the head. When you torture someone, when that man was got that woman on the side of the road and he's raping her with his fingers, that's what that guy did. He raped that poor woman on the side of the road, that state trooper, okay? That's what it is. Let's be real here, guys. That guy was having fun. He was looking for a reason to do this. Most people don't want to do something like that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hear some woman screaming and crying. I don't know how I would be able to sleep at night with that image in my head and this person squirming, and it's fucking awful. It is awful. And these crimes of violence and hate, that person wanted to do that. They looked for an excuse to do that. And it didn't come from a violent movie. They've been waiting and putting these things into place. And that's why we got to stand up, guys.
Exactly.
Women, gentlemen, stand up.
Hart, I'm not changing the subject. Did you ever read what made Philip K. Dick want to write Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
No.
He found some random Nazi soldier journals, you know, some of their personal diaries. And one of them was one of the guys who worked at a concentration camp. And he said, "I have not been sleeping well because the screams of women and children keep me up at night." And he just wished they would stop screaming. That it wasn't that I feel bad, that I'm kept up because my conscience is bothering me, that I am torturing women and children to death. It's, they're just too loud with their screams. I wish they would shut up. That's how he came up with the idea of replicants, because he said, these people are no longer human. They've lost every ounce of what it meant to be human.
That's where I'm wrong. Humanity loves to torture, Josh. If you look in the research, they've done medical studies, and they found that when you get even or you get revenge, the pleasure centers of your brain are rewarded in the same way as sex or food. So revenge and torture, it's easy to see how that could become pleasurable to people. There are people that is pleasurable for them. I have spent a lot of time in the S&M community. That's why I laugh my ass off at the resurgence of 50 Shades of Grey, because those people are there for their own reasons and their enjoyment of some of this stuff. And I've been around some really hardcore shit. But I want to just get back to this point before we go to commercial, is this issue of, people are trying to manipulate the situation so they get to be violent. They want to try out all their new toys. You know, they want to taser kids in the face. They want to do these things. They want to try out their military gear. They want to go kick some ass. They want to go put a hurting on somebody. And they're waiting for us to get violent. And that's a big mistake, because they're gonna wreck you. They're going to destroy you. They're waiting for it. These people that want to torture people, that can't wait to put people in prison and hurt them, this isn't going to go away. This is something we have to deal with and we have to look at honestly. This is a segment of humanity. We didn't lose – just because we're violent to each other doesn't mean we're not human anymore, Josh. It means we're more human. We are very human. That is what humans do. And on that note, we're going to go to a fucking commercial and come back with more fucked up shit that's going to raise your blood pressure. I'm Hart Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley.
Hey, you guys, Hart D. Fisher here from Heart Attack. And guess what? It's time for a Hydra Blue spot. That's right, we're going to promote some Hydra Blue. Why? Because it's some really kick-ass water. You want to know how I make it through my crazy workload and my crazy partying schedule? Ha ha! I got one word for you. Actually, two. Hydra Blue. If you use the coupon code word horror, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the coupon code word horror at HydraBlue.com today, and you will get 15% off your order. Now remember, guys, this is stuff that I pay for out of my own pocket. I actually am a customer, and I have enjoyed this water. It's fantastic, tastes great, keeps me energized and hydrated. I just love it. So go to Hydra Blue and get your water today. But you know what? It's not always about selling stuff here at Heart Attack. Sometimes you just want to promote something cool, like Eddie Brandt's Saturday Matinee. It's a really kick-ass VHS store. What? Did I say VHS store? Yes, I did. It's a VHS store in the heart of North Hollywood, California. They're located at 5006 Vineland Avenue, but it's not just for the locals. You can order some of those killer movies you see on American Horrors online at www.ebsmvideo.com. That's www.ebsmvideo.com. Check it out today and tell them Hart sent ya.
Thank you. what I wanted to do. He got in my blood and won't ever leave. This is my reprieve. I give you my soul when I'm on the stage. In every note of each song played, the music lives on when we pass away. I speak to you from the grave. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB. All I ever wanted was to rock and roll. All I ever needed was a stereo. Seen the Asbest and Metallica, Ozzy, Maiden and Pantera, Slayer, Black Sabbath, T.O. and Priest. Always bring out the devil in me. To Motorhead, gotta show some love, cause we all know Lemmy is God. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB. Metal to the death and beyond. It's called MDB.
Horror movies for free, all night and all day, 7 days a week at filmon.com. See William Shatner like you've never seen him before as a sociopathic killer in Impulse. Plus, watch the goriest Bigfoot movie ever made in Night of the Demon. Academy Award winner Cliff Robertson is slowly driven mad by the ghost of his dead wife. And Dominique, new episodes of the best damn horror movie review show, Woody Mex, Fright Asylum, and the premiere of new series, Angela's Trailer Park, plus music videos by Danzig, Children, Pissant, and more. Be the first fiend on your block arrested for wearing the American Horror's Asshole Remover t-shirt, only for monsters with big balls.
Available for just $24.95 at AmericanHorrors.com.
Good evening, now Crazy Craig here. Halloween time is upon us. That means that I'll be taking over for Crazy Craig, that bastard, and his show Super Rock Sunday, calling it Scary Rock Sunday. Some 7,000 supercharged seconds of scary stuff, some ghost stories, and stoner rock and doom and whatever the hell I feel like playing it as my show. We will not be on live any Sunday soon, so you can go to http://// Crazy Craig. That's CrazyCraig dot podomatic podomatic.com. And don't forget to keep the lights on because it's so scary. Ooh.
Welcome back to Heart Attack, guys. I'm Hart D. Fisher, and if you want to get a hold of me, if you want to find me, I am on the web. I am on Facebook. You know, Hart Fisher, like gone fishing. It's easy. You could find me on Twitter, Hart_Fisher. You could find Heart Attack on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Heart Attack Radio. Go ahead and contact us, guys. Let us
as
know.
As well as, don't forget, iTunes and SoundCloud.
That's right, guys. We are on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud. Find old episodes at 1201beyond.com. You could also find old episodes at jackaloperadio.com. And you know what, guys? If you didn't know, Heart Attack started as a segment of Josh's other hit, What the Fuck? So go back to Jackalope and go to 1201beyond.com and check that out, too, because, you know, some of those are pretty fucking crazy.
Hart's been doing that for almost 100 episodes now, so there's a lot of those.
Yeah, they're different. You know, every one of these, we've been trying to make the show better. We're trying to do better research. You know, I've got a lot of investigators that help me learn new stuff and feed me different information. And right now, I'm going to talk about the Senate has now, they're calling it, they voted for the nuclear option. And what that means is they're changing the Senate rules to pass most executive and judicial nominees, simple majority vote. That's a fucking scary thing.
Yeah, because whoever happens to be in control of the Senate or the House, you know, in whatever 2-year span that we're in, they can put in whoever they want then. Whoever has the majority wins. And technically that's democracy, but technically it's not.
Yeah, I think we need to fix what's going on in the Senate, but I'm kind of afraid of that now. We saw what's happened with Bush's appointees in the Supreme Court, because that was the big thing, is people kept saying, hey, you know, Bush is going to stack the Supreme Court with desperate negative dudes. And he did. I mean, the first person he tried to get into the fucking, oh my God, the first person Bush tried to put on the Supreme Court
maid.
Was his fucking dumb personal, like, his lawyer who went to some jackass Christian Bible school in Texas to get her law degree and had never handled anything on any kind of national level. And it was a very narrow margin to get this fucking dumbass out of there. And what have we seen? And the big thing was people kept saying, no, you don't understand. This Supreme Court shit is really important because they're going to rule in a poor way against the people. And what have we seen with the Supreme Court? They've been fucking us. Bush got his nominees in. He got them in. And so they're saying because Obama's appointments have been blocked successfully by filibustering, where some dude stands up at the front and just talks his ass off until he can't fucking move. It's interesting because sometimes that filibuster has saved our asses in this country. And the last thing you want, we had the Republican Party owned all of government under Bush. At one point in time, they owned the president, the Congress, and the Senate. They owned it all of it. And I had a crazy Republican dickhead that I was working with at the time. And of course, this guy went on to fuck me in the ass and totally turn out to be a lying son of a bitch. But that's another story for another day. So this Republican dickhead I was working with, who turned out to be a total fucking douchebag, he was crying and complaining all the time about what was going on in government when the Republicans owned everything. I was sitting there, I remember listening to like Rush Limbaugh, and I would check in and watch the Fox News when they owned everything. They had it all. And to hear those guys cry and complain and whine, even when they had it all, and now they're going to get rid of this filibuster, we got real problems in our government, guys. We had the government shutdown, and guess what? Everybody stopped talking about that missing $9 trillion from the Fed, didn't they?
Oops.
Oops. And now we're finding out that accounting fraud is just business as usual at the Pentagon. Apparently, there's something going on with the sequestration of, over $500 billion. Look it up, guys. I'm here on PBS.org reading this article about the accounting frauds happening in the Pentagon. And apparently, they've been doing this for the last 20 or 30 fucking years where they repeatedly fucking juice the books all the time. And it hurts our troops because a lot of times they pull stuff like, like in 2008 where the military had bought 15,000 or they had in stock 15,000 vehicular control arms, which is part of the front suspension of a military Humvee in stock. Essentially, they had a 14-year supply of these vehicle control arms. Now, do you think they're going to be using a 14-year-old Humvee in 2020? I don't think so.
Highly doubt
it. Now, they went out, and they already had a 14-year supply, but according to their budget, they bought another 7,437 of these parts between 2010 and 2012. Do you really think they bought those parts? Do you really think there's parts in a garage?
No, it's all for something that so they can have a paper readout. So the money can go into some kind of a slush fund.
Yeah. So essentially what we have here, folks, is we have the only tool you got when you're in the minority and you see something going down in the government and you want to stop it, but you're in the minority. The only tool you got left is the filibuster. Well, when we know our government is lying to us repeatedly, our ass clown in chief is a liar. He keeps lying over and over again. Well, he's lying. He's lying. He's lying. They're fucking all a bunch of lying assholes. So you can't believe anything that comes out of that guy's mouth because why? We know he's a liar. So you can't. He has no credibility whatsoever. He has no credibility in the rest of the world. They're looking at Dick Cheney around the world as a war criminal, as they are with Bush. Fucking taking people out of their cars on the side of the road, and they feel like it's a-okay to sodomize people. They feel it's okay to take old men and enema them and take them in for medical procedures that could kill them. On suspicion they might have drugs in their booties. We got a real problem here, and there's money missing everywhere in the government. It's a nonstop ripoff. We've talked about the Medicare fraud where the government won't even investigate unless you've stolen $500,000. Stop some of this horrendous evil that is happening in our government. How are they going to stop it? They're just going to make it, they can ram their policy through now. It's really fucking scary.
It's kind of destroying what the whole point of democracy supposedly is.
Yeah, they're trying to tell us we don't have privacy when we know privacy is a basic human right. You can't have a free society without privacy. Seriously, you cannot. It cannot be done. You only have a corrupt totalitarian regime. That's what you end up with. And things are getting pretty fucking frightening here in this country. They are just cranking down the vice. And folks, start paying attention. Start talking about it. Because that's one way to raise the heat, is you turn the light on the roaches. You got to turn up the heat. You got to talk. Got to go out there. Got to get involved. Start paying attention to what's happening and tell us what's happening. Let us know. Find us online and let us know what's happening in your neck of the woods. If some police thing happens in your town, let us know. If some really cool, awesome police thing happens where we actually find out that they're the good guys, hey, let us know. Now, we're going to be taking a week off next week for the first time. We're taking some time off. I know Josh has been busting ass. I've been busting ass.
And it's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. So we're going to take a break next week. In the meantime, we got new shirts. That's right. We got shirts online. Go to AmericanHorrors.com. Go to 1201beyond.com and look it up. We've got new stuff. I just finished up a new American Horrors design. It's not as offensive as the asshole remover shirt. It's just going to be straight up. American Horror shirt, single-sided. We've got a new Count Crazy Craig shirt that's getting ready to come out. We got a lot of cool stuff that we're adding to the store in time for the shopping on the holidays. So, I'm Hart Fisher. This is Josh Hadley with me. Josh, any last words? And on that note, we're off.
Heart Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.